Our next speaker is Pete Minichi from Nationwide Children's Hospital. He is associate professor at The Ohio State University, and he has written extensively about the treatment of acute appendicitis in children with antibiotics. Thanks.
Thank you. I have no disclosures. So I'm going to try and cover three things today if I can. First, I want to review the rationale for considering antibiotics alone as a treatment for uncomplicated appendicitis in children. I want to review the current data on the safety and effectiveness of antibiotics alone, and then very briefly touch upon some of the ongoing studies. So the first thing most surgeons are going to ask themselves is why even consider non-operative management with antibiotics alone in children when the current standard of care, laparoscopic appendectomy, is very effective. It has a low complication rate, we've minimized pain and scarring, quicker resumption of diet and activities, and a shorter length of stay of about 1 day, and in some select cases, it's even a same-day surgery procedure. Despite how good LAP-APPY's become, it does still come with complications, disability, and costs. So in recent series, the complication rates from laparoscopic appendectomy, minor complications have been reported between 5 and 15%. Serious complications, including either readmissions or a need for a reoperation, somewhere between 1 and 7%. And the negative appendectomy rate is still somewhere between 5 and 7%. Every operation comes with a certain amount of pain and disability. And then the cost. So the average cost is about $7,000, and we do about 250,000 appendectomies in the United States a year, with about 70,000 in children. And then the final is that there may actually be some potential long-term consequences. And all of us were brought up on the premise that we could take the appendix out because it has no function. But that has now been called into question. With the growing body of evidence on the microbiome and its role in inflammation and disease pathophysiology, the appendix is now suggested to have many potential functions, including being a safe house for commensal bacteria and supporting the growth and potentially facilitating the re-inoculation of the colon after basically you get sick and have a virus and your bacteria are wiped out. It's been suggested that it's a source of mesenchymal stem cells, and it's a reservoir for helping tissue repair within the GI tract. It's also been invoked in immune function. Specifically, population studies have shown an increased cardiovascular risk with patients who've had an appendectomy before the age of 20 having greater than 33% higher rates of acute myocardial infarctions. And also, it may modulate cancer risk. And there are two different population studies which have shown a higher rates of developing prostate cancer and developing colorectal cancer in patients who've undergone appendectomy at a younger age. So the rationales. LAP-APPY, as good as it is, still has some problems, and the appendix may have several functions and could have some appendectomy, could have some unexpected long-term negative effects. And finally, we have wide availability of diagnostic imaging and broad-spectrum oral antibiotics, which makes treatments with antibiotics alone feasible. We can now diagnose appendicitis pretty accurately. We can select patients who potentially would be good candidates for non-operative management, and we can treat them with short hospital courses and then oral courses of antibiotics at home. Now I want to kind of review the current data that's available to suggest the safety and effectiveness of antibiotics alone. So some surgeons would argue that the amount of data out there is insufficient to offer it as part of clinical practice. And this is going to be personal preference, but I would argue that there's probably more data out there to support non-operative management of appendicitis than there are for almost every other treatment that you're going to offer as part of your daily practice. The current literature suggests that antibiotics alone are both safe and effective for the treatment of uncomplicated appendicitis, and you can draw support for this from multiple areas. The oldest would be the historical series we have from wartime in cases of submariners where surgery was just not available and patients were treated with antibiotics. It was the only choice and you had relatively high success rates. Studies of non-operative management and perforated appendicitis, which Sean just presented, would suggest that you can take some of our sickest patients and treat them with antibiotics and get them through their acute illness without invoking harm. There have been several retrospective studies of non-operative management for uncomplicated appendicitis in adults and children. And although those are going to be riddled with selection bias, they start as a basis to say that it is potentially an effective option. And then now there's a growing body of prospective studies in both adults and children. And I'll spend some time highlighting some specific results that would support that it's a safe and effective treatment. So the first thing I think to offer in practice is you have to be convinced that it's safe. And there are two commonly used metrics. The first most common metric used to assess safety is going to be, is there a difference in complications who are based on the treatment strategy? And when you look across the adult studies, all of the individual studies report either similar or lower rates of complications with antibiotics alone compared to patients who undergo surgery up front. And in a recent meta-analysis that put together four randomized controlled trials and four prospective studies, the results across all eight studies were incredibly consistent and show that the postoperative complication rate was about 9% in patients who underwent surgery up front. It was 6.9% in the patients who failed antibiotic management, but if you look at the overall population, it was only about 2%. When you look across the studies available in children, all the individual studies again report either similar or lower rates of complications in the patients treated with antibiotics alone up front. And in two recent meta-analyses that looked at the same five prospective studies in children, again, the results are consistent and there was no significant difference in either the postoperative complication rate or the total complication rate, with the point estimates of both of those favoring antibiotics. The other metric commonly looked at to say, is this safe or are we causing any harm, is do we increase the rate of complicated appendicitis by trying antibiotics up front? And again, across all of the studies that have been reported, the rates of complicated appendicitis are either similar or lower in the patients who were treated with antibiotics alone up front. The adult meta-analysis was the only one that had enough data to compile across the studies. And when you looked at the rates of complicated appendicitis across those eight adult studies, the rate of complicated appendicitis in the group undergoing surgery was about 17%. In the patients who failed initial antibiotic management, it was 29%. But if you look at the overall population who was treated, it was actually only about 8%. After evaluating that data, if you agree that it's potentially safe, then the next thing you need to think about is it effective? Is it a reasonable treatment option to offer to your patients? And the most important metric from a patient standpoint is going to be the success rate. And unlike some of the studies that Sean was talking about, I would define the success as not having undergone an appendectomy. Because if you're going to eventually need surgery, you might as well have it up front. And most of the studies that are out there report on sort of the initial success rate of non-operative management, usually the 30 days, and the most common metric for long-term follow-up is 1 year. And looking across all of the adult studies and the pediatric studies and the meta-analyses that are available, the results are remarkably consistent, with an initial success rate of around 90% and a one-year success rate of around 73%. Several individual studies in both adults and children have actually suggested some other benefits, including less disability, less misworked in adult studies, and lower cost in both adult and pediatric studies. And since the time of those meta-analyses published just a year ago, there have been five additional prospective cohort studies published in children, which basically show results consistent with what you see in the table, that it's pretty much no incidence, no increased risk of harm in terms of treatment-related complication, no higher rates of complicated appendicitis, and a success rate somewhere between 70 and 85%. So I would argue that the current data does suggest that it's a safe treatment and an effective treatment, and this slide kind of compiles what we know to date. These are two very different treatment options with very different risk-benefit profiles. When you talk about antibiotics alone and you're talking to your patients, you're looking at about 3 out of 4 patients probably never needing an appendectomy, which means about 1 out of 4 will have an appendectomy and then would be subjected to the risk of surgery. In surgical patients, you have no risk of recurrence, which is the clear benefit, but you're going to have a slightly higher rate of complications, you're going to have a fixed amount of disability, and you're going to have higher costs. A couple other areas where the data is still somewhat incomplete is, what are the long-term results? What does it look like years down the road? And so the best available data from adults was just recently published in the 5-year follow-up for the largest RCT done in adults. It just was published in JAMA last month. The success rate at 5 years was 61%. They found the complication rate with antibiotics remained lower at 6.5% versus 24%, and there were no complications in the patients managed non-operatively that were due to delaying the appendectomy. In children beyond 1 year, the initial study reported by Tanaka a couple years back had a follow-up of 4.3 years and showed a 71% success rate. In our initial pilot study and subsequent follow-up, we have almost 3 years now that we followed some of these patients, our success rate has remained right around 70%. And again, there are no identifiable complications due to delaying appendectomy. The other question that's come up, and now there's a growing body of literature within the pediatric population, is what about patients who have an appendicolith on imaging? And here, I would say the data pretty strongly is starting to show that the success rate with antibiotics alone in children is definitely lower when there's an appendicolith on imaging. 5 of the prospective pediatric studies have enough, either reported their data separately, or you could delineate the data to suggest who had an appendicolith. And across all 5, the results are very consistent, and the overall success rate is going to be around 50%. Finally, I just want to kind of touch on the ongoing studies that are out there. There are many of them. All of these studies are going to potentially add more information that's going to allow you to inform your patients better about what the effectiveness of non-operative management is for uncomplicated appendicitis. And I apologize if I missed any studies. This was basically looking through clinicaltrials.gov. In the adult world, there's at least one single center RCT going on in Ireland, and there are two large multi-center randomized controlled trials, including one in the US headed by Dr. Flum in Seattle. In pediatrics, there are at least five ongoing studies, of which there are three large multi-center randomized controlled trials, one being headed by Dr. St. Peter. And then there's a multi-center patient choice trial, which we are running, and I'm going to give you a few more details about that to give you some specifics of our protocol and our patient selection. So we are in the process, or almost hopefully about to complete enrollment in a multi-center pediatric patient choice trial. And we specifically decided to do a patient choice trial because we think that the previous data does support that non-operative management is safe and that it has a reasonable amount of efficacy in selected patients. And what we really wanted to do is assess its effectiveness in a broad population representative clinical practice. So the problem with a randomized controlled trial is you're only going to get about 30% of the patient population to enroll. And so how representative is that of the whole population? And you're only going to get patients who enroll who potentially want non-operative management, because if they want surgery, they're not going to enroll in the trial. And the other, you're not incorporating the actual patient preferences and family preferences that exist in everyday clinical practice. So using a patient choice trial, you allow those to align with the treatment that they choose. And finally, we actually think non-operative management with antibiotics should be offered as an alternative to surgery and should not replace surgery. And that's because the risks and benefits of each treatment are very different. And a successful treatment should be defined by the patient and their family, and it's going to depend on which risks and benefits are most important to them. So this is a PCORI-funded trial. It involves 10 centers in a group called the Midwest Pediatric Surgery Consortium. These are our inclusion criteria. We patients age 7 to 18, ultrasound or CT confirmed appendicitis with an appendiceal diameter of less than 1.2 centimeters, a white blood cell count less than 18,000, abdominal pain for less than 48 hours. Eligible patients are consented, and they're basically counseled using a paper decision aid and a script so that they all hear the same information. And then they choose either surgery or antibiotics. Our primary outcomes for this study are going to be differences in disability days of the child at 1 year, and then the success rate of antibiotics at 1 year. Our secondary outcomes will look at quality of life, healthcare satisfaction, satisfaction with decision making, and treatment-related complications. This is our pathway. Basically, all patients are admitted to the hospital for a minimum of 24 hours, and they receive IV antibiotics for a minimum of 24 hours. We currently use Zosyn, and in areas of the country where there's a Zosyn shortage, they're using ceftriaxone and Flagyl. Patients are kept NPO for a minimum of 12 hours. Those that improve, have their diet advanced, transition to oral antibiotics, and complete a 7-day course as an outpatient. Those that don't improve by 24 hours or who worsen acutely undergo a laparoscopic appendectomy. In the surgery group, they all undergo an urgent laparoscopic appendectomy. Our status: all 10 sites are currently enrolling. Our target enrollment is 1,080 patients. We have over 1,060 enrolled. And importantly, over 85% of those patients that were approached to enroll did agree to be in the study. Our enrollment, we should be done enrolling by the end of this month, and we should have our results next year. So in conclusion, I would say that the data currently suggests that non-operative management of uncomplicated appendicitis is safe and effective. And what we know so far is about 1 out of 4 patients won't need an appendectomy. There's no increased rate of complicated appendicitis or treatment-related complications if you try an initial management with antibiotics alone. And if you have an appendicolith on imaging, that's a risk factor for failure, taking the success rate to only about 50%. Treatment of uncomplicated appendicitis should involve a choice between surgery and antibiotics using a shared decision-making process, and it's probably best summed up in the recent editorial to that JAMA article where Dr. Livingston wrote, patients with confirmed uncomplicated appendicitis should be given an opportunity for shared decision-making, understanding that there is a high probability that they can be successfully treated with antibiotics or undergo appendectomy if they do not want to worry about the chance of recurrence. Thank you, and I think we're taking questions at the end.